You won't believe the latest thing to sell out all over North America, all thanks to TikTok. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know, one of our radio station affiliates actually approached me the other day asking if I'd be willing to make a behind-the-scenes video of my song of the week for a Jack Daniel's whiskey sponsorship.
What? How are those two things cool?
I mean, good on you, man.
Yeah. Dude, get wasted.
Yeah, that's super right.
I said, whiskey? Oh, no, my tummy.
What?
I thought you were going to finally grow some chest hair.
No. But okay, Jeffrey.
No, I actually said yes.
All right.
Nice. Which is cool for me because they'll pay me to make that video.
And where cool for us because we're going to get a drunk song of the week.
Yeah. Yes.
So I've been looking forward to that for a while.
Kind of bad for them, though, because it's probably the worst business decision that they've ever made. Or, I don't know, maybe me just saying Jack Daniel's whiskey right now has boosted their quarterly sales by 3,000%.
I'm buying on right now.
They found that little songbirds.
They did.
Really love whiskey.
Honestly, I don't know how advertising works.
Yeah, obviously.
You should. You work on radio.
And honestly, you hate social media.
I do. I just don't think anybody knows how advertising works anymore. And I say that because the way a brand gets out their message these days is completely different than it was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's very true.
It used to be like you'd buy a TV spot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's not how it works now. Because you probably saw in the news, McDonald's recently did a marketing partnership with world famous rapper Travis Scott.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it blew up.
Yes. Yeah. If you didn't know, they named a new burger after him. It's called the Cactus Jack. It's like a quarter pounder with barbecue sauce on it or something like that. Apparently, ever since, it's been a crazy success. So popular that a lot of McDonald's locations say they're selling out every single day.
And Travis Scott is like super famous, but he's not a household name. Like you can't go across.
Yeah.
Right. He's getting there, but he's not there yet.
I mean, I don't know how you sell out of a certain type of burger at a burger place, because don't you just make them?
Yeah.
How do you only sell out of one kind of it?
I don't know. Maybe there's like a special sauce or something that they put on it. Well, I haven't ordered it yet.
But I'm not going to get into it. The thing is, this isn't unique, though, because now a lot of businesses and advertisers are realizing there might be a new opportunity to make money now. Yeah. In fact, TikTok stars could be the next big cash cow for fast food chains.
God, and I only have like 2,000 followers.
Do you guys know Charlie D'Amelia?
Yeah, yeah. She's the most famous TikTok star. She's like, what, 18 now or something?
Yeah, and she's in her teens still. She has over 88 million followers on TikTok.
Million?
Yeah,
dang.
She's like a dancer.
She just signed a new partnership with Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Which, by the way, they're just called Dunkin' now.
Yeah.
Boring.
Weird.
What?
Yeah. It's already blowing up because recently Dunkin' started selling a new drink called the Charlie. And that's a cold brew with whole milk and 3 pumps of caramel swirl. And instantly.
3 pumps?
Yeah. Well, it's for young people, bro. They like it sweet. And instantly.
Bro, it's like her blood sugar.
Instantly, it took off because Dunkin' actually set a record for daily users on their app the day that the Charlie launched.
Oh my God.
They're paying these people millions of dollars, but it's worth it.
It is.
Yeah.
5 days later, they'd sold hundreds of thousands of Charlie signature drinks, which is a lot of caffeinated kids speed scrolling on their phones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sugared kids, too.
Yeah. And so Dunkin' chalks us all up to Charlie's big social media following, and they're calling this the TikTok effect.
Okay.
Where certain products see giant sun growth in sales because it went viral on TikTok.
Dude, you know what? This goes to music, too. I've heard a bunch of songs that I play that I heard on TikTok first.
Why do you think Jason Derulo has made a comeback?
True.
Okay, it is solely because of TikTok.
Wow.
One of the first examples of the TikTok effect was with Martinelli's apple juice.
What?
Do you guys remember
how young are the people on TikTok?
So this happened.
Martinelli's apple juice.
This is an infant.
Are they 6 years old?
No, 6 months, bro.
Okay.
And it's a baby.
Martinelli's had a huge resurgence because you've seen those little round plastic apple juice containers that look like an apple.
Yeah. I think they're glass typically.
No. Martinelli sells them. They're
in plastic.
Plastic.
Okay.
Yes. And people started filming videos of themselves biting into the plastic container saying it sounds like you're biting into a real apple. And those videos went viral on TikTok and people saw them and they were like, I wonder if that's real. And so next thing you know, Martinelli's apple juice sales are up 80% from people trying it out themselves.
Wow. But the thing is, they're not wondering if it's real. They're wondering if they do it, they'll also get lots of views.
Yeah, totally.
Like that's the curiosity.
There is a selfish aspect
right.
to it. And the same thing happened with multicolor LED lights that a lot of TikTokers had up in their bedrooms while they were dancing and jiggling around, and they became super popular. Next thing you know, they're being marketed as TikTok lights.
Shut up.
Really?
Yes.
I love TikTok. TikTok. I do. I think it's so fun. There's nothing depressing about it. I mean, you're not hearing about people's family drama or their sick kid. Like, you're just seeing them, like, lip-sync to a Kim Kardashian skit or something, right?
Yeah, here is my family. And here's a 30-second choreograph. And one and two and three.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's what the world needs right now.
So, yeah, the TikTok effect is in full effect.
Yeah.
Effective immediately.
Okay, well, while TikTok still lasts, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, it seems to be here to stay now.
You think that we're not going to ban it?
It doesn't seem like it's going that way. It seems like TikTok is getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know, what are we going to do on our TikTok?
What kind of moves do you have today?
I mean, if we can get something trending, look out. We could have denim on denim outfits with Brooke be the next big hit.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
Dude, that Canadian tuxedo is money.
Or, oh, no. Next big trend could be not cutting your toenails, thanks to Jose.
That's so gross, dude.
And I guess for me, listening to phone taps while drinking a smooth, dignified glass of Jack Daniel's.
This was all one ad.
Jack Daniel's.
The sad part is he's not getting paid for this.
No, I'm not getting paid.
He's only getting paid for the video.
Jack Daniel's, good even at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Jack Daniel's, suck it down.
Jeffrey Daniel's.
And your free money phone tap is coming up right after this.